Hey, hello, this is Noah Farrow here in lovely Los Angeles, California. Welcome once again to my podcast. Yes, the podcast that asks the question, what the hell is he talking about? I don't know. Lovely day in the neighborhood here in Los Angeles, and it's a lovely day for you. That's what I'm trying to make happen for you, okay? So we're going to have to set the mood. We're going to have to set the tone. But first, we're going to do some business. Follow me on Twitter, Instagram, at The Pharaoh King. The Pharaoh King. On both platforms. Ah, that's going to be fun when I first get the reach outs. Like Reg, you know. By the way, that's my boy Reg. Reg, he's on the ones and twos, not really the ones and twos, because we don't have any money to pay anybody for any particular song. So he's just an executive producer. Couldn't have put this whole spiel together without him. So I appreciate you, Reg. Reggie also has a Jerry curl, if you recall from the last episode, and speaks with a British accent, and he's from St. Louis. He's just a weird guy. What I didn't tell you is that he refuses to believe that any of this is true. It's kind of confusing on my part because I see what I see. Can't sit on my furniture, can you? No. You cannot. Drippy bastard. Oh, man. Love Reg. He just doesn't want to believe. Just remember, this is a family situation. So what I need you to do, family, is rate, review on iTunes. Rate, review, like on iTunes so we can build our fan base, so we can boost ourselves up to the top of the charts. That's how the algorithm with iTunes goes. And so we have to feed it. Give it to them. Please do that. Because like I said, this is going to be just the base. We're going to build our whole empire as a family, and we're going to go big places. Can't wait. Can't wait to see you all. Let me just say, this is a time where we set the mood. So, family, guess where we're going today? Everybody pack up. Everybody get in the car. It's actually more of a mystery machine because there's like 100 of us or however many of us there is. There's a lot of us around the world, right? And so we're going to all hop into this mystery machine and we're going to just book it on up to where? Malibu. That's right. Malibu, California. Oh, but it is a richy place. So, guys, let me holler at y'all. All of y'all gather around. Get close to them. Come on. Tim, get close. Reggie looking at me like, what the hell is Tim? It's a fictional character, man. I'm just saying. Okay. Everybody, get close to the mic. I mean, the speaker. I don't really know. This is a very rich place. I don't know if we're really allowed up here, per se. So, When I park, I want all of us to break out. Okay? Ask no questions, because the theme of the day is they can't catch us all. Okay? And break. Cool. So then we're going to Malibu. That's where our reunion is going to be. Fam's going to be together, and I'm just going to be here talking to you about what craziness is going on in the sporting world and the world, and maybe my world, too. We're going to get to know each other, even though we know each other, because we fam. Correct the mondo. All right, a quick story. It's going to pretty much be the basic theme of what we're talking about today. It's a story of heroism, it's an amazing story. Let me just tell it. Okay. First, you got to put yourself in this situation, guys. Gather around. Move towards the speaker. Let's go. So it's wartime and everything's looking kind of bad. You know, it's wartime. Things are looking bleak upon the prize ship in the fleet. Now, not only are they under fire, but on top of that, there is a pretty much the thing, one of the things that's powering, because it's a nuclear ship, right? So, and I'm not going to get all technical about it, but let's just say they're about to nuke themselves. The radiation is leaking out of the nukes that they have, correct? So it's going to gradually kill everyone on the ship. They're in the middle of nowhere. Where are they going to go? They can't get off the ship. They're trapped. Something has to be done or everyone is going to die. So what ends up happening is the second in command knows what needs to be done. He rushes into the container, the area where the waste, nuclear waste, was spreading. And remind you, the nuclear, it's not like a ooze. It's just going through. It's going through. It's airborne, of course. So the only way to shut it down would someone be to go in there manually and shut it down, or everyone would die. The problem is most people couldn't even get in there and last long enough to shut it down because the radiation would take over them, take them over, and they would die quick. So that would be the problem. But one man stepped up again. It is the second in command. He jumps into action, runs into the chamber, blocks himself in, and is able, even though everyone said it was impossible, is able to shut it down. Unfortunately, again, the radiation has now taken over him because he's in the heart of it. He's in the core of it. And it's kind of like the section where it was with the radiation, you know, like I said, it's a nuclear warhead ship. I mean, they're in wartime. And the section that they're in, he has to go into, it's just like a little glass area. It's like a small room with glass, and he can see out towards everyone else, and everyone's crying. They see him, he's deteriorating. He's dying before their eyes. His best friend, who happens to be a captain of this vessel, walks to him, tears in his eyes, as he collapses to his knees. They put their hands on the glass, mirroring one another's hands. And before he dies, the second in command says to his best friend, the captain, "Live long and prosper." Star Trek! And even that situation is more of a self-sacrifice than Scary Terry talking about he sacrificed more than anybody else on this team. Have you looked to the locker room, to the left or to the right? Jason Tatum? Have you heard of a Jason Tatum? You know, the dude that's supposed to break out, the dude that's actually good. The dude is not a volume shooter that shoots 38% when you're going up against LeBron James. The dude that took you to where you were last year. It wasn't necessarily you, my friend. You balled in spurts. It was the young pup. The one who took a step back that everybody keeps talking about. Hey, what happened? He was supposed to be the next. He's working out with Kobe. He's supposed to be the next one. He's supposed to be the next star. I think he might have taken a step back more than Scary Terry, who ultimately... It's Isaiah Thomas. Less efficient. Less good. So, again, let's rewind. Both of those players are great. Really good players. Not where they think. So players, ego. It's a funny thing. We'll talk about that more. But you get in your mind that you are something that you're not, and it's very difficult to block yourself out of it when you've made it to the pinnacle. But my brother, I mean, you know, family, am I wrong? If I'm wrong, you guys set me straight. But I'm thinking that whole team sacrificed See, my thing is, Scary Terry thinks that, oh, he sacrificed because he was thinking that he was about to be a breakout star this year. But let's rewind. Jason Tatum, that's supposed to be the breakout star. Jason Tatum is the one that everybody keeps wondering about. What happened to Jason Tatum? He was supposed to be the next great one. Nobody said that about Scary Terry. Nobody. That's how you know you did not make the biggest sacrifice. Now I will say this. Money-wise, and this could be what he's talking about, monetarily, because he thinks he's going to be a free agent. So now on the free agent market, he's thinking, oh, I didn't get to play and show what I can do, so I'm not going to get the same money. Okay. But here's the question to you. What did you think was going to happen? Did you think that you were going to be the starter over top 10, top 15, 10, 15 player in the league? So that's my question. And that's the weird thing about it. It's like, it's not a situation where you were the lock. You weren't going to be the point guard. When they signed him, you should have put in your mind, oh, I'm not going to be the point guard. Even when he went down last year, this is not my role. I'm not the starter. You know who took the biggest sacrifice? Isaiah Thomas. I'm not really, he wasn't there, of course, but I'm not sympathetic to anyone before I'm sympathetic to that man, because he was about to get Brinkstruck situations. It's like, you just got to know who you are, and he's going to get his money. Scary Terry's going to get his money, but come on, baby. Come on, baby. You ain't that dude, man. Ain't that dude. Plus, next year, as we all know, I mean, does anybody think that that team's going to be the same team next year? No. So it's a funny thing. You know, this is how you know the media is about soap opera. Why are we talking to Jason Terry. Shout out to headbands. Why are we talking to Scary Terry? Like, on the pecking order of this team, he's like fifth. Why are we even having discussions with how you feel about the situation? If he comes back, how will you react? Bruh, if Derek Fisher was like back in the day, you know what? Kobe don't come back. If Kobe come back, I ain't coming back, baby. Because Derek Fisher about to do what Derek Fisher do, which is ball out. You know what? Everybody thinks Kobe's the man. But if you gave me so many shots, I put up 30 points a game. See, that's the problem. Right there. Everybody thinks... Just like in football, everybody thinks in football, if you're a running back, for example, if you get, give me 30 carries and I will have 1,500 yards in a season. I don't know where that accent came from, but every running back thinks that. He can be the third running back on the team, thinks, hey, guess what? Just give me the carries and I am in there. Athletes all think that. There's a reason why you're not where you are. Like, there's a reason why you're not the star. Yeah, that was on bar. Bars! Seriously, there's a reason. It's the consistency. Yes, yes, you can put up 30, but then you can put up 2. Kobe's going to give you 30. I don't care who is on them. Okay? Stars are going to give you the business no matter what, no matter who's there. And that's the difference, and that's the reason why Kyrie is Kyrie, and Scary Terry is Scary Terry. That's all I'm got to say. I may or may not have some commentary about Kyrie, though. I'm more on Scary Terry's side, because Kyrie, ooh-wee, stick around.
Reg, which one? Star Trek, Star Wars.
only can pick one. Let me know. Choose wisely. Because the Star Wars people would come get you if you chose Star Trek. And the Star Trek people have no power against them. Star Trek, I'm a big Trekkie. I like Trek. My mom was a Star Trek fan growing up. And so it's kind of one of the first sci-fi things that I really got attached to. And I'm a big sci-fi dork. But Star Wars was the first movie I can remember actually seeing. Think about it. It was like Empire Strikes Back. It wasn't Star Wars. So I have an affinity for both of them. I do like Star Trek because Chubby Man has a lot of engagements with the young green ladies. And I thought that was very progressive. He kissed Uhura, which is awesome back in the day. Because it wasn't the 60s. I mean, it wasn't the 70s. It was like, late 50s? Star Trek came on. He's kissing Uhura, who is a black woman, and green women, which is super progressive. So to you, Captain Kirk, you get the progressive ass award. Yeah. Yeah, that was a fun fact. Good times. I love Star Trek. Love Star Trek. Also love stories. This is kind of a story. This is a story that relates. So, when you are if you're after something that seems very unobtainable, like acting or being an astronaut or some sort of entertainment, something that is very only billion people in the world, and only percentage is going to achieve that particular dream, have the option, the opportunity, the mindset, you know, everything involved to achieve that dream. Now, every person that's gotten that or achieved that dream, say they're in the NBA, NFL, you don't see them growing up. I always wanted to be in the NFL. I was a great athlete, coming up as a kid. And I knew at a young age, I was dedicated to football. Like, I think it was sixth. So first grade, you know, you do work with the kids, and the teachers ask simple questions. What do you want to be when you grow up? Kind of situation. And of course, everybody gets the same answer that ultimately becomes an NFL player or NBA player. Well, everybody says fireman, and everybody says, oh, police officer. And I said, I want to be a basketball player. And then the teacher looks at him. Well, I said football player. I want to be a football player. And the teacher looks at him. AKA the kid, and says, the kid is me, yeah, that's not going to happen. You should probably have a backup plan. This actually happens, and it happened to me. You should have a backup plan, to which I told her, there ain't no backup plans. Now, I'm 6 years old. What do I know about backup plans? All I know is that I'm not having one. This is what I'm going to do. That didn't change throughout the years. Now, if you, again, are shaping your mind when your developmental years, you're shaping your mind, and you know that people are all telling you this is not going to happen. The only way that it is going to happen is that you believe it's going to happen. So now you are pushing back. Your mentality is now being shaped by these incidents when you're growing up. So now, if you are fortunate enough to be a star athlete in high school and then be a star in college or whatever it may be, and oh, now you are in the NBA and you are pompous and you are cocky and you are arrogant and you're taking 30 shots and missing all of them, and you come to the mic and you say, I would have took 30 more, baby. I should have took And then people get on Kyrie. And it's understandable because it's ridiculous. But we're on the outside looking in. We are the people that told him there was no way in hell that that was ever going to happen. Somebody told him that. We were the people that did not make it. We were the people that said, you know, come back to the mean. Back to us. Come back to us, Kyrie. This ain't going to happen for you. And he was the person growing up, all through growing up. Yes, this is going to happen. I don't care what the odds are. I don't care what you say. This is happening. It's shaping his mind. His mind is now shaping. So whenever you tell him no, he's like, you are the same no's that were wrong. I'm the right that was right. I'm the one and only right. Doesn't matter if all 3.5 billion of y'all were right. Wrong. I mean, think you're right. I know what's right. And that's me. So that's where the arrogance comes from. It's a necessity. If you are an astronaut, you don't think that you're going to. You're in space, man. You're in bloody space. Do you not understand that? You're in space. You're just floating around up there. Man. But you don't care. Because you are narcissistic and you're a sociopath. Well, part of you. Or you got traits. And they come in handy when you really have to believe in yourself. You have to believe that though it didn't happen for them, it will happen for me. And that's what Kyrie is. That's what that mentality is. I understand the mentality. You have to be that way. And unfortunately, you cannot turn that mentality off. And then it becomes a issue. Now, here's my argument with Kyrie. Kyrie is essentially, and I know a lot of my family here listening to me right now is going to look at me like, are you out of your mind? Kyrie is Stephon Marbury with LeBron's ring. There it is. He is. Stephon Marbury with LeBron's ring. There have been a lot of Kyries in the league throughout the years. And I'm not saying that he wasn't super important in the whole grand scheme of things. Of course, he hit the big shot. LeBron wouldn't have the ring without Kyrie. True. And there's nothing wrong with being number two.
Bars.
But you got to know when you're number two. Kyrie thinks he's at number one. And so with this mentality, not realizing that maybe I need to be a number two. Because in his mind, he's a number one. And remember, our mentality has been shaped in a very young age. And he thinks that everybody is wrong. I am the one that is right. That's going to be a toughie. Especially now that you have Stephon Marbury with a ring. Because I argue that if you take that ring away and you give him the same career, he decides he doesn't want to stay with Cleveland or LeBron and he wants to head on off to Celtic land, and then he causes problems in Celtic land. We look at him very differently. That ring gives you a pass. A super pass. And again, people, Kyrie is a great player. Clearly. And so is Stephon Marbury. Look him up. Let's look up some stats real quick. Let's look up some stats because I think, methinks, they're a very similar player. Reggie, what are you doing? Can I get some? Oh, there it is. Stephon Marbury, look, boom, Stephon Marbury, two-time All-NBA, first team. Kyrie, none. Kyrie, 22 points a game. Stephon, 20. Sister similar, although Kyrie is a little lower. It's a 6 versus an 8. And field goal percentage is 46% versus 43%, with Stephon being on the lower end of that. They're the same player, guys. Action-packed, fly to the rim, handles, got a New York, up north kind of style. Now, Kyrie is a better shooter, but it's a different time. He has to be a better shooter. They didn't shoot that well back then. Kyrie is Stephon Marbury with LeBron's ring. And it's okay. Scottie Pippen in a vacuum. You don't want no problems with Scottie. But Scottie's always going to be second fiddle because you're going to be against the greatest of all time. It's okay because Scottie is okay. If you're okay with who you are, you know, say, hey, freaking Scottie Pippen, man. I'll tell you what's going to happen. I'm about to lock you up. Mm-hmm. Scottie, put those arms out. Yeah, try to go around Scottie real quick. Couldn't. Done. Lock you up. We done. Huh. Got my rings. Huh. Six of them. Boom. I got my Olympic medals. Boom. Got them. Just Scottie in the room just dancing with all his jewelry. I should probably start a webcam or web whatever because that was ridiculous. Stop laughing at me, Reggie. Stop your laughing, man. But he's Marbury with a ring. And if we can get our heads around that, we would, and if he could get his head around it, that would be awesome. But, it's not, but if we can get our head around it, we would stop romanticizing the possibilities of Kyrie. Just saying. Tell me where he's gotten along. See, the other thing is chemistry. Fine. Some people are like, I'm not into chemistry, but if you are a cancer, you better figure out some chemistry because you need some cures. I need a cure. Didn't get along with Ty Lue. Didn't get along with LeBron. Left so because he couldn't get along with LeBron, right? Brad Stevenson. Didn't get along with Brad Stevenson. Didn't get along with half of the team in Celtic land. Left. Here's the funny part. Left. Cleveland threatened to get surgery if they did not let him go. So I'm just going to sit out then, coach. It doesn't matter. You know, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you how petty I am. You're going to sit out. That's cool because I own this team and I got LeBron James and I will make my money. So kick rocks, buddy. I'm not. No. Rap. You're not. No. That is how petty you. Okay, you get your surgery. I'll holler at you in 6 months because I had a 2-year contract on you, bud. It won't be any of that trade. I won't have any of it. Won't have it. You come back. You want to play. I see it in your eyes. You want a ball. You want a hoop. So I would have called that bluff, but that's fine. You didn't want to call the bluff. Traded, got ripped. Did the whole Kyrie thing. Got sugar shanged. I don't know what that means in the deal, but you got sugar shanged. I don't know what that means. Just first thing that popped in my head. You got sugar shamed in the deal. Oh, it's almost like sugar shame. But that's not what I said. You got screwed over in the deal. That's fine. That's fine. But here's a funny thing. So the next progression is now that Celtics man, Mr. Celtics man, listen, I'm a Celtic for life. I got a commercial. I'm talking about my daddy being a Celtic. So, you know, I want to blah. Same dude that lied about, well, not lied, but wanted to get surgery to get out of. Like, don't be surprised when he pulls this stuff. He wanted to get out of Cleveland so bad that he would have gotten surgery. Here, open me up so I can get out of here. Boom. Go to the Celtics. Same guy. That guy is going to be that guy. My boy, he's a Celtics fan. Big Celtics fan. He's not a big LeBron James fan, we'll say. Can't stand him. Why? Well, I don't know. He just has to dislike stuff. But also doesn't like him because he doesn't like what the attention that he brings. The fact that he is kind of cocky. That he, you know, everything that is the whole LeBron James essence, the movement, right? He's cocky. He's arrogant. He's controlling. He may or may not be, you know, the smile, something behind the smile that's not truly genuine. That's in his mind. And then Kyrie comes strolling into town. Remember, he is a big Celtics fan. Boop.
I'm Kyrie. Hey guys, I want to be a Celtic for life.
And my man just completely and utterly ignored this. Ignored it. Oh no, he's cool. He's one of us. Oh, everything that you said about LeBron, Kyrie is times 10 plus and minus and carried the decimals and in the protractors and the diaphragms and grams of Duke. He went to Duke. Duke from North Carolina. I'm from North Carolina. You won't understand, but it's a Duke. So on top of that, it's Duke. Duke. I'm like, all right, cool. So you just want to act like, you know, everything that you can't stand about LeBron, he is tenfold cursed. So I put a curse on this. Sorry, Celtics, you've been cursed for the last 2 years. I said, you will not win anything. And matter of fact, it's going to be a struggle. It's going to be a struggle. Because your man won't admit that Kyrie is every bit the LeBron James and everything that comes with it. It's just not, the movement's not as big. So actually it's probably a little less bad because the movement's not as big, but I mean, whatever. It's the same thing. It's like, dude, you don't know. Here's the thing, LeBron, you don't know what LeBron's thinking. So he says one thing and it might be something else. Kyrie, oh my God. Only difference is it changes daily. Kyrie's legitimately, you don't know what the hell's about to happen. He's like me. Like, I'm bipolar. Truth be told. And that's not just, I'm not just saying that. That's legit. We'll get more into that later. So yeah, man. Yeah, man. Also, the rumor is the Knicks and Kyrie. Let's walk down this path. Let's walk down this path. Kyrie and KD. Now, KD and Kyrie are both running away from the LeBron game, James ghost, the ghost that have been chasing them their entire career. KD is trying to get up under the shadows. I am just as good, if not better, than LeBron James. How dare y'all always overlook me? I am just as much as a basketball genius, mind, body, and soul as LeBron James, which is very true because KD lives and breathes basketball like LeBron. He knows the game physically, mentally, spiritually like LeBron. And having said that, he also knows what comes along with New York and with Kyrie. How are those two going to get together and work that out? Both of them running for one thing. And again, let's rewind. There can only be one. It's Highlander. There can only be one. There's always a Pippen. There will always be a Pippen. Even the Lakers. It was Magic Johnson. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is arguably the best player of all time. All of a sudden, it is Magic Johnson's team. There's always a Pippen. It's okay to be the Pippen, but it's going to happen. It's going to be Hall and Oates. Okay? There's always going to be an and. Sorry. Sorry. And if you're able to wrap yourself around that, you're fine. Problem is, those two are not going to be able to wrap themselves around that. Again, running from LeBron James' ghosts. And with that running, they're going to want all the credit. The whole thing is that KD's leaving because he wants to cement his legacy by leading. One thing he hasn't done is been the man like LeBron and shake, get on my back, let's go, boom. So you got two people chasing their legacy, and there can only be one. So I'm not entirely sure how that would work. How is that going to work? Huh? Okay, we do KD and KD's up there. Kyrie's up there. Both of them are up there because they don't want to have other people taking the credit. They want to be the one, the man, the one that's leading to the championship. They are both extremely sensitive about everything. One is a little bit off and on, different one day from the other. The other one's a little bit volatile. KD. By the way, let's talk about KD real quick. KD is not volatile. And people are funny because people don't get Have you ever been to DC? Have you ever met DC people? Like, DC people are like Oakland people. Just dope. Just cool. But they have a weird, like, it's a city, but they have a kind of again, just like Oakland. I just, for some reason, they remind me of each other. They have kind of a southern country feel. Like, hey, give you that smile. You know, like, they just cool people. Don't mess with those people. Not the people to mess with. Oakland, DC. No. And the thing is, you don't see it coming because they're Oakland, D.C., and they smile. Hey, they just, you know, charming, just cool. Just, that wasn't. So don't get it twisted. Like, his all of a sudden being angry and being aggressive. Oh, you didn't see that? No. Okay, see. No, it was there. Well, one, he was a kid, and now he's grown into a grown-ass man. He's like, look, I don't have to take none of this. Two, D.C., man. Mess with DC if you want to. Like, prime example of Oakland, by the way, is Hammer or Marshawn Lynch. Look, I mean, there are some charming dudes. Just charming. I wouldn't mess with them. Mess with them if you want to. But they make you laugh. They're just charming guys. They kind of have a, you know, country kind of southern laid back thing about them. All right. Don't get it twisted. And that's the same thing with DC. And that's the thing that you're feeling with KD. He's growing up and he's also letting y'all know, look, just because I was a little quiet, just because I was nice in OKC, when you perceived as nice, I don't get run over. Don't get this smile and this nice guy thing. Don't let it fool you. DC! DC! Sorry. Oh, man. So y'all really think that KD and, like, the mental health issues would not allow that to work. God, I mean, just, like, nobody is ever sane at the same time. KD, over there, moody. Kyrie, not even the same person. Dr. Jekyll. Hey, Dr. Jekyll, how you doing?
I'm Mr.
Okay, I'm going to be over here. Hey, KD, how you doing? This is fun. I don't know, man. And I think KD, being the basketball guy that he is, realizes this. He can see. The thing is, LeBron James is... game communicates with Kyrie's game because Kyrie can shoot and LeBron likes to take some time off. So he's like, hey, you go nuts, buddy. I don't, also doesn't necessarily, like, his greatness doesn't depend on scoring. Kyrie's does, and so does KD. I mean, to a lesser extent, because KD is everything. I mean, Unicorn, one of the many unicorns. It's funny how the unicorns are coming down the, like, they used to be just, and they're all different unicorns. It's freaking crazy. What the hell is going on? What is in the water? How do we got, like, LeBron's game, James is not a unicorn anymore because, you know, he's older, but he was a unicorn, and then you got KD, who's a freaking unicorn, and then you have Grapefruit, unicorn, and then you got the unicorn, which... pretty amazing. It's the same thing going on in football. I think the kids are, I don't know what's going on. Need to look into that, guys. Conspiracy theorists, all my conspiracy people out there, you go out there and you research that for me. Figure it out. Yes. But KD is too smart for that. I actually think that people are not looking into the fact that KD would not necessarily want to play with Kyrie. I don't care how chummy they are. Jokey, ha ha ha, I like your game. Does your game translate to my game? Because KD, again, is getting out of Dodge, so he doesn't have to be, oh, you had Steph Curry on your team, and that really wasn't your team. And technically, Steph Curry has two championships. And, oh, guess what? Steph Curry's team. This thing goes better when you're not around, because Steph Curry moves the ball around for us. He knows all this. I don't think he's going to put himself in that situation. So check out for that. Check out for that. Like Kyrie, like him in Kawhi would work much better together. Because Kawhi could do it all. Off ball, on ball, both of them do the same. Are actually very much the same. So I like those as a duo more than Kyrie. Stephon Marbury with a ring. Smack it up, flip it, run it down. Oh, no. Okay. And hilariously, as I say that, breaking news, the Knicks will, if they get the number one pick, be looking at the possibility of acquiring Anthony Davis. What y'all think about that, New York? I mean, you got a proven commodity. I'm more of a proven commodity. Let me roll through this real quick and just throw this at you. I'm more of a proven commodity kind of brother. I know that Anthony Davis is a top five pick. I mean, a top five player. Zion is where I want Anthony Davis is where I want Zion to be. Top five player in the league. Now, I hear you. Anthony Davis has had injury issues. Not catastrophic, but yes, he has had injury issues. He has addressed that. He has worked on his body. He is now broad-shouldered like Dwight Howard. Strapping young broad-shouldered man. Yeah. I'm more like, if this happens all the time in the NFL or every year, somebody gets enamored by the new product. So I'll give you a prime example. Arizona, all of a sudden, is in the new quarterback business. And didn't you just get a new quarterback last year? Yeah, we did. Don't worry about what we're doing this year. That was last year. Stop living in the past, brother. You'd appreciate it when you came off the lot for some reason. I don't know. Because it's not shiny new. It's just like a new car. I swear to God. I don't know why people do this all the time. I am more, hey, look, this is where this person, I want this person to be. You know what I mean? People, Ralph Sampson, you know what I mean? Ralph Sampson's were out there. I mean, no, he wasn't a bust, but you know what I mean? Can't misses there are, even though I've been a Zion Williamson fan since like a sophomore in high school. I was like, who is this dude? But you can't say there's no not. An automatic. And if I know I got a proven commodity, my only trepidation behind the whole situation would be the fact that, and not my trepidation because it's not my money, but the Knicks would now have to think about that salary. So you're going to be with Zion, you're going to be protected under the salary, the rookie salary cap. For, what is it, 4 years, 3 years, 4 years? 4 years, I believe. That will allow you to build around him. You can max out, you can max out other players on top of that. I'm trying to think of how, I mean, you may be able to max out. I mean, you wouldn't get three. And I don't have the numbers. But you could definitely get two. Because they have an extremely young team. That's just really something to play with, guys. You know, just something to think about. I personally think you're ridiculous if you want to go by through an unknown commodity. Y'all forget, Anthony Davis is like 24, 25. He is not he hasn't even hit his prime yet. And he's showing you, hey, I'm better than y'all. Anyway, thank you so much. Thank you so much. This is the end of the show for today. Check me out next week. Guess what we're going to start doing? So right now I'm releasing these on Saturday, but I'm going to start releasing them two times a week, just working some technical things out, and hopefully we can get them going each, I believe, Friday and Tuesday. I don't know why I went backwards, but I'm a little backwards guy. So Friday and Tuesdays, so I will keep you posted on that. Check me out, Noah Pharaoh, Instagram, Twitter. That is the Pharaoh King. I can't do any of this without you guys. I really, 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 really appreciate it. It's been fun. It's been real. Stay in love. Till next time.